situation, a recession that would prolong for about 5 years or so. By taking the measures, perhaps we will get into a deeper recession this year, but we have the opportunity to come back in 2011, perhaps towards the end.
Well, you are a professor of economics, so I was just wondering, if you take these measures and you make a reverse calculation, this means that in order to meet the targets set by the government, we'll experience a real GDP growth of something like a negative 3 to 4%, if I'm correct. Well, this definitely means a deep recession. And I'm just wondering, what will be the next step if we fail to reach the targets? I understand that it was necessary for the government to take the measures, but what happens if we fail to reach the targets?
My suspicion is that if we fail to reach the fiscal targets, what will happen is the obvious, which is the government is going to go line by line and see which expenses actually skyrocketed in the two-year period from 2007 to 2009, because there are some items that really went up by, say, 30% or so, and they are going to selectively cut. That's the only way they can go about it. Because I'd like to remind you that 2008 and 2009 are very, very strange years in terms of expenses. The general government expenses went up by something like 25 billion euros more than they used to be for 25 years. In other words, the expenses, the percent of GDP, they used to be below 45% for many years, even during the Olympic years when we had to spend a lot of money. And for some reason, in 2008 and 2009, we spent a lot, double the amount that the Europeans spent. They had and they had a much worse recession there. So something went out of whack, for sure.
Do tell me, sir, the financing of the National Strategic Reference Framework, known as ESPA here in Greece program, will that also be affected by the new measures? The way that it's going to be distributed, I mean.
I don't think the allocation, the percentage allocation, is going to change a lot. But I think there is a concerted effort by not only Greece, but also the European Union to actually provide funds, front-load the system, provide funds ahead of time. So provide Greece with some liquidity so they can start some investment projects and push the economy. I think the Europeans will use the tools they have to help. Simply, they're not going to provide cash just because we were not fiscally prudent in the past. If anything, they'd like, you know, some people, the hardliners, the more we suffer, the better off they feel it is for the Eurozone, because the others see us as a bad example and are become more fiscally prudent, especially the larger countries of the South.
And let me now take you to another issue regarding the banking system. Well, we saw Moody's, which said it will further downgrade the credit ability of five banks, including Eurobank as well, along with National Bank, Piraeus and Emboriki banks. What it basically says is that the whole Greek banking system is facing increased pressures from this poor financial performance. What will be the next day for the banking sector?
Well, you know, in Greece, we have the opposite of what the rest of Europe had. Namely, in Greece, we had a healthy banking sector, decent banks, operating in a not-so-decent country, whereas in Europe, you had bad banks operating in decent countries. And last year, the central bank provided a lot of liquidity to save the bad European banks, which brought the recession to Europe. This year, I think the central bank has an obligation to worry about the healthy and decent banks of the South that happen to be working in countries in which politicians are not properly running their fiscal aims. So what I expect to see is more support by the European Central Bank. liquidity. I mean, most banks, because they are properly run, do not depend so much on day-to-day liquidity from the open market. They obviously do, because some of the cash they have taken from Greece and they have invested it in the neighboring region for good reasons. But they do depend a little bit on some cash. Not, the deposits are not enough, and they'll use the European Central Bank for that. For sure, interest rates, there's pressure on interest rates to go up in such a situation. The rating agencies understand what they're dealing with, but the rating agencies are kind of captured by their own methodology that says no company in a given country can have a rating higher than the country itself. So they're downgrading Greek banks, not because of the viability of the banks, but because of the viability of the state.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, thank you.
And have a nice
have a
day. And that was EFG Eurobank Advisor and also Professor at the University of Piraeus, Mr. Gikas Hardouvelis.